This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 premieres Monday, May 13th on Exactly Right. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I am Babs Gray, and I don't wear a lot of makeup because I don't date men who make enough money to earn a better version of my face.
I'm Brandy Posey, and my body is a temple of doom.
I'm Tess Barker, and my only beef with water is that it doesn't have caffeine or alcohol in it.
Ooh, and this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Yay! There is caffeinated water now.
Oh, what? There's been caffeinated water.
Is that for the sake? Is it still water? If there's something in it,
let's bring on our joke. Okay. Our guest.
Yes.
Tess, she might. Okay, we're about to go to share a musical. Tess is very stressed about
it. She seemed to have some opinions about caffeinated
water. Yeah, absolutely.
About water or share?
Any of the above.
All of it.
But one and the same, baby.
Yeah.
She's a creator and star of Difficult People on Hulu. She's got a great podcast. How was your week? Julie Klausner.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, everybody.
Hey. Thanks for inviting us into your
Thanks
home.
Thanks for coming. It's nice to meet you guys.
This is you usually where you record as well, right?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Although I've recorded in like hotel rooms and rental cars.
Oh totally.
Yeah.
We're mobile as well. It's fun to kind of have the option, but also make people. Generally, we're like, you come to us in Eagle Rock.
Yeah.
It's like a mobile library, but
I'm impressed with your guys' setup. You've got a little device. We're all wearing like Madonna and Blonde Ambition like headsets.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Some people, it's kind of like a Rorschach test of what you get from the headset because we get helicopter pilot, we get Britney.
And when you say Rorschach test, you mean age test.
Yeah.
For sure.
No, I know how old I am.
These Gen Z kids are just like, what's a Rorschach test?
A Rorschach test.
Yeah.
It's a little older, but see, you're like completely gone. That was a reference to Welcome Back, Cotter.
Oh, I know. I know Rorschach. I mean, I know I didn't watch the show, but I know
it's
from...
to your credit. Honestly, anyone that tells you that television was good in the 70s is lying. Like, that they're like, oh, that's when they weren't. They were terrible.
No, your nostalgia was good in your childhood, maybe.
Yes.
The thing I know most about Welcome Back, Cotter is that is around when John Travolta joined Scientology. That's my biggest reference point.
Actually, as far as I know, is not the chronology. That was pre-Scientology. My understanding of his Scientology was he was in a career dip, like after his heyday.
Well, then what was it that you watched Going Clear?
I did, yeah.
What was the part where they're all like cheering for him to get up his big break part and then he got it? Was that not Welcome Back, Cotter?
He was super young in that, and that was like his first. Yeah, maybe. I'm going to look it up.
Could it be Pulp Fiction? Could it be like The Resurgence?
Definitely the comeback. But I do remember I think he convinced Kirstie Alley to join on the set of Look Who's Talking.
Oh.
Yes.
Because she had
tracks.
Like her coke issue and he was like, hey, you know, I've got like, look, here. Maybe it was Look Who's Talking. Maybe that was the one. I mean.
It might be.
Maybe.
Cool.
In my head, it's like, well, it's one of those like early ones though.
Yeah.
But maybe it
That's
is
pretty
Look
early.
Who's Talking. Because that was a big break for him, for sure.
That was a comeback, I think.
Yeah.
And a break.
Yeah. And he's had mostly comebacks. He's been like a very small career with like 7 comebacks.
Yeah. No, but when he was hot, he was hot.
So hot. We just talked about this the other night. I forgot how hot he used to be. I don't know how
I meant hot, like popular, but like, yes, he was incredibly like sexy in like a very homoerotic way.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Specifically in Grease, but also Saturday Night Fever.
Saturday Night Fever. What's that one with Jamie Lee Curtis?
That clip is like, that's all I know from that movie.
The thrusting.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just them in the workout
scene.
That
movie's basically a gif.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Some movies could just be a gif these days.
Yeah.
I've never seen Urban Cowboy, but is... Wikipedia does say, in 1980, Travolta inspired a nationwide country music craze that followed on the heels of Urban Cowboy.
Is that true? A little grandiose.
That's a lot of power.
I don't know if that's like an objective, reportage of that.
When you're in Scientology, that's what happens.
Somebody wanted that to be true, so they were like, this is, that's them,
A craze. Has there ever been a country music craze?
In the country? A craze? I feel like there's, it's kind of always been, it's like rock and roll country music, hip hop.
Brother, Where Art Thou? How bluegrass was
so hot.
Everybody was all about that for a second.
They would play it in the clubs.
Yeah, absolutely. All those remixes.
A Man of Constant Sorrow. We were all grinding.
When Kanye covered it and did a full remix with it. Yeah.
Exactly.
So, I was looking at your Twitter and you have seen the Beetlejuice tweet. Oh, that's okay.
Yay.
It's a positive.
No, I deleted all my tweets except for the ones in last few months. So I'm.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
Are you you're going clear on Twitter?
I'm going clear.
That's good.
I'm level. I'm level. 07. No, I don't know. But yes, I did see Beetlejuice. You want to talk about Beetlejuice?
I just am curious. I mean, you loved it.
Loved
you said it twice.
The musical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. It was great.
That was fun. I'm like, you've seen Beetlejuice the movie.
I've seen Beetlejuice the movie many times. It's a great show. I feel like it. I wish I would have gotten some more Tony love or, critical response, but it really is great.
What's the score like?
Fabulous. It's written by a contemporary of Tim Minchin's, and it has a very Tim Minchin adjacent kind of tone to it. And I loved Matilda. And I like him a lot. So it's great. And it's a great homage to the Elfman score to some extent, but it's got its own weirdness. And Alex Brightman, who plays Beetlejuice, is unbelievable. Cool. He's so talented. That guy's unbelievably talented.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
that's one of those ones where you're like, this makes total sense.
Yeah.
Sometimes I get surprised though, because you can't tell if a musical is going to be good based on the movie, really.
One
of my favorite musicals that I've seen ever is Bring It On.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I never saw that. But that's Lynn, right?
Yeah. Or he did either the lyrics. I don't think he did both lyrics and music, but he did, I think, the lyrics.
Right.
Or he wrote a few songs. But it was such a fun, not that I don't love the movie.
Sure.
But I wouldn't necessarily think it would be a great musical.
Yeah, there's no correlation necessarily.
Yeah. It's really just whoever.
It's cool.
Writes the music.
Is there a long song in the Beetlejuice musical where they start to say the word three times and then they do a dance break and they stop and then they come back.
There is
and then,
a motif where the girl who plays Lydia almost says it three times.
Gotcha.
So she'll say Beetlejuice, being young and female doesn't mean that I'm an easy mark.
That's
so
cool.
Oh, that's
I like that.
Yeah, it's good. It's smart. It's smart score.
Lydia, smart. What a goth icon.
Absolutely. Nona in general.
Exactly.
Lover. Everything she did. Even when she did Edward Scissorhands, they were let's put her in a blonde wig. It didn't matter.
In my head, she had black hair in that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just still
she may as well.
Yeah.
When what's her name? When Dita Von Teese puts on a blonde wig and you're it's still,
Yeah, we know. We know what you wanted to do.
Exactly.
You can take the brunette out of the girl.
Right.
Which, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to see a Cher show tonight. So you have not seen it?
I'm so jealous.
I'm so excited.
No, I saw the performance on the Tonys. I was shocked. I was like, I can't believe these impressions. They're really funny. This is it's Rich Little doing a, I heard let me put it this way. I heard the costumes are amazing. And
I'm
I know that
like
that sounds like
that.
A backhanded compliment, but everyone who sees this is like, oh my God, the costumes. So
that was Bob Mackie, right?
Bob Mackie.
Yeah. That'll be awesome. Really cool. Is it like an anthology? Is it a story or is it like an anthology of her songs?
There are three shares.
Okay.
Yeah. And I believe it's about her early life.
I think it covers the gamut. I was told, my best friend Nate saw it and he told me there is a sequence, either a sequence, a scene or part of a song that shows her doing the Laurie Davis hair infomercial. And when he told me that, I said,
oh my God.
What? And also, why isn't everyone talking about that?
I love that. Yeah. That's so funny. Yeah.
I mean, unless Mamma Mia 2's in it, I don't know if it counts as the whole gamut. You know?
Oh, right.
They're going to have to tack on an extra 15 minutes.
Yeah. Little girl, those are the best parties, little girl.
That was good. You should be sure.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's got a share impression in their back pocket,
I
right? Or they should.
Share Christopher Walken. I don't know if I can even do Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
Does he love me?
That's a good one.
Wait, which one was that?
That was Christopher Walken. Walken.
Yeah. That was Walken doing shit.
Yeah, exactly.
Walken in Memphis.
Yeah. I have a friend that used to be a building manager in L.A., and they had an apartment in their complex that Sonny and Cher lived in when they first moved to L.A., or at least that's what the owner's story was. She was like, there's no way to prove it. And it was this tiny... the smallest apartment I've ever been in, because I walked in when she was showing it one time, and it was maybe like the size of from here to there, and it was and it was like truly the smallest apartment I've ever seen in my life.
They had just needed each other, you know.
Yeah. And it was like $1,800 a month because it was Sonny and Cher's old apartment.
Oh, God. Give me a break!
And I was like, what a con! What
a Hollywood?
Or yeah, Hollywood.
Like Hollywood proper, like
like Hollywood gross. Highland, right in the middle of all of it.
Now that's cheap for Hollywood.
Yeah, I know
it is. People pay money to live in the middle of that, like. Oh. Hollywood,
oh,
not even West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my God, Hollywood has gotten like very influencery.
But you can get mugged in the middle of the day.
Well, yeah, that's anywhere.
Yeah.
No.
not here. No. Yeah, you don't get mugged in New York in the middle. No. No, 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 no. That was surprising to me when I lived in LA briefly. I was shocked at like how much more crime there is.
You thought it was sketchier than here?
There's no comparison.
Really?
Yes.
Because I used to live in Hollywood and I was like braless at Trader Joe's every day and fine.
I would walk around and I felt like not safe. And I had heard, you know, when I first moved into my place, I was like, oh, a friend of ours was mugged in broad daylight there. So be careful when she was running or whatever it was. Whoa. It was sketchy. But maybe that's just my experience. I don't know. I don't want to make generalizations, but no, I definitely feel safer here.
Yeah, no, people are living in Hollywood on purpose.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Crazy. When wonders never cease.
Yeah.
It's
pretty crazy.
I'm thinking of apartment stuff. I just went to the Tenement Museum and went on a tour. And like, so it's just old building that was built in like, I don't know, the late 1800s or whatever. And they've had, you know, over 7,000 families like live there.
Wow.
Or something crazy or people, whatever. And so we went on this tour and there was a kid on the tour and she was like maybe a 10-year-old kid, and it was great because she was asking all the questions nobody wanted. Like everyone, you know, when you're on a tour and people are like, "Do you have any questions?" and people are like a little nervous because they're adults and I don't know, they're supposed to know everything, so they're scared to look stupid. So she would ask all the shit we all wanted to hear.
Oh, that's nice.
And I was like, "Thank you. I need to go on tours with kids, inquisitive, smart kids, obviously."
Yeah, yeah.
But the main thing I took away from it was that she was telling us about this one, not the tour leader, not the kid, was telling us about this one family and, you know, a typical life of the woman, you know, going downstairs to get the coal every morning and then going to get the water, blah, blah, blah. And she was showing us the census of all the families that live there. And she was like, yeah, and like most, you know, then they would ask for charity help if they needed money. Most of the time, you know, a lot of times the husbands would abandon the family. So that's why they'd ask for charity. And we were like, wait, what? She's like, yeah, they would just like get up and leave. And I was like, okay. It was just like super common that the husbands would just leave and they would either like disappear or they would just be like move a few blocks away and be like, nah, I'm good.
Wow. That's so lazy.
Jeez.
Yeah. I was like, oh God. Yeah. So it was just,
is chivalry dead or did it ever really exist? Yeah, that's the question.
It was interesting.
So the museum is like an old apartment building?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like a, old building in, you know, the Lower East Side or whatever. It was interesting. Yeah. And they were decent sizes, but they would all fit up to like 11 people in one family, you know.
What'd the rent used to be?
That's $10 a month.
Wow.
That was how much he paid.
Is that utilities?
Yeah. That I don't know if that included inclusive? Your kerosene or not.
Utilities.
Yeah. But one guy she was talking about was like, yeah, he disappeared at work one day. And they were like, well, we don't know what happened to him. And then his parents like died. His parents in Germany died. So they were like, oh, we have this money. We can give it to the widow, but you have no proof that he's dead. Mm-hmm. You know, so she went to court and like fought it. And they were able to say, like, well, he disappeared. We believe he's dead, whatever. But then I guess in 2012, some, like, interested party found out that he did live. He just moved to Cincinnati. Like, he just left.
Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
So just some cool old stories of guys being pretty chill.
Yeah,
some
old
school ghosting stories, basically.
That's funny.
Just like, God damn it.
Yeah, cool. Awesome. Sweet. So nothing's changed. That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Museums are just galleries of assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember doing a podcast. This is a podcast called Tomefoolery that I did one time. And they give you like a bad book and you read it and then you like talk about it and you roast it basically, and they're always weird short ones. And we got one that was basically a guide for men on how to disappear. And it was like written.
Oh, really?
It was written in the 50s, but I'm sure it was like a 5th edition. But it for real was like, this is how you change your name, and you know when
really?
Things get a little things get a little bit too rough at home. It was very
with women specifically.
Oh yeah,
it means exactly. Disappearing specifically to get away from abroad.
Yeah. When your wife, who you won't allow to work, wants to know where all the money went, because you just go to spend it at a bar, and she has to feed the kids. It's like, okay, what do you?
It was. They didn't call it ghosting though.
No, no.
They have a word for it. It's 50s word.
23 skidooing.
Yeah,
is that what they called it?
I don't remember. Yeah. It feels about right.
Sure.
I wonder if that seems like it's harder to do now with the internet. I feel like maybe
ghosting.
The golden age of
the paper trail's a lot more intense now.
Oh, as far as like faking your own death and stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. Like you can ghost on text or whatever, but if I want to find
you,
I can find you.
If you need to go for it.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. Yeah. Right. If you like you're owed money or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, there's still the guys who like have second families and stuff like that. So
yeah, that's true.
That's a whole thing.
Social media makes it easier because they can start other accounts and things. But that's sort of the worst part about ghosting is you see on their social media that they're still alive and they're doing stuff, right?
That's how
I guess
you've
if they truly just disappeared, you've been like, okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I'd like to believe when somebody unfollows me on a social media thing, it's because they died and their family just deleted all their social media. That's what happened. That's what I like to think happened.
That's the best.
Probably.
Like, oh, no. When the coroner, when they get the body, they just delete all their social media. That's
that
a part
should
of it,
happen.
Right?
Yeah, that's what a coroner does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. It's your main job. You said when someone unfollows you?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you guys notice that? I never notice.
Me, no.
I mean, yeah, I'm joking, but yeah.
No, I'm not.
On Instagram, that number, like, you know, when you're like so close to flipping the next 1,000 or whatever,
right. Yeah.
And you're like 499, 499, 499, and then it goes down to like 4,998, and you're like, motherfucker, who just left?
Oh, really?
Like, I'll
I mean, don't
like,
you assume it's a bot that someone got.
Well,
you know,
yeah,
probably.
But still, fuck
sweep.
That bot. What happened with
that bot? No,
that
bot stopped following.
That's not no.
You got to include like at least a 10% bot kush.
Yeah,
at least.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
You know, I don't pay attention
I don't care
to
that
it,
much.
But I know that there are people. I did do it in the past. I would like those apps that would tell you who unfollowed you or followed. It's been years.
Why would anyone?
I know.
Yeah.
But it's just cruelty. I don't know why I did it, but I did. When you're trying to like, when it's like reading the comments, you shouldn't do it, but your idiotic brain is like, let me hurt myself right now.
Mm-hmm. I was feeling a little bit too good about what I'm doing. Why don't I just take myself down a peg or two?
Yeah,
it's been a minute since I cared, but yeah.
It can help you make decisions down the line, though. Like, if you're having a party and you can only invite a certain amount of people, that's valuable information.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're, like, cutting down a wedding list and you're like, does this person still follow me on Twitter? Ooh.
If you don't know that, they shouldn't come to your wedding because weddings are expensive. You shouldn't be, you know, those people shouldn't be on the chopping block. They should either be, I mean, it's just yes or no with that stuff.
I think we're talking about YouTube people's problems, which is when this comes into
play. Yeah, for sure.
They're dealing with that kind of shit.
Feels good to not be a YouTube person, though.
What does that mean? People who have YouTube channels? Like a YouTube personality?
Like influencer people.
Do you know any of those?
No.
I had a
clown class with one, and I felt bad for him.
What do they do? They have web shows? Or
they have like millions of followers.
About what?
About their lives. I mean, the guy I had a class with did characters, you know. I think just people who have...
He made sketches or he did characters into the camera?
He made sketches as in character.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or there's like the lifestyle influencers that just like people just live vicariously through them.
Women who like do makeup demonstrations and do reviews of products and things. I've seen that.
Or I think it's
guys
just pictures.
Do it too. Like people like gym rat kind of guys. Oh yeah, for sure.
What are they
like,
reviewing?
They hawk like protein powders or
brain pills and shit.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, virility. If you can buy it on a counter at 7-Eleven, there's a guy on YouTube trying it.
Really?
Yeah. For
who's
sure.
Being paid to sell it?
Probably.
Yeah. Really?
All those like pills that are like tiger jizz or whatever they're called. Mm-hmm.
I think women have it easier because straight men are the most likely to just follow someone because they're hot. So they have
mean?
A lot of like really hot chick like influencer people, like those kind of women, I think have the biggest, there's the biggest market for those people.
You mean more people will follow them?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I doubt they're selling those. The people who are following them are not, you know what I mean? They're getting money for those ads, but I don't think those guys are buying it.
They must, though. I mean, they must matter. Otherwise, they wouldn't be paying them. They must get sales.
I think they get sales, but I wouldn't assume it's from the. It must be like a crossover of their. I don't know.
Of what?
Of their followers.
Yeah, like the women are the ones buying it, but then the guys are the ones bump their numbers up.
I don't know. I'm sure that there are aren't like the Kardashians and stuff always selling like those stupid like gummy vitamins and teas,
skinny
and
teas,
things, and
yeah,
like,
yeah,
those sell when like the right person hawks them, right?
They must. Well, the Kardashians I think have a pretty wide gamut of followers.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I follow them.
This is you do all
yeah.
of them.
I follow Kim.
Does Caitlyn have a thing?
I don't follow Caitlyn.
Is Caitlyn? On Instagram or on
Probably.
Twitter?
I wonder how Caitlyn's Insta is.
Couldn't tell you.
Does Caitlyn have an Insta?
I couldn't tell you.
Of course.
Probably for sure.
I'm going to guess let's find 13 it. Million followers on Instagram.
Yeah. What is she putting up? Outfits? We're all looking.
Yeah. We're all doing a little check here.
Actually, we have to take a break, so we're going to find this. We'll be right back.
BRB.
Back on Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
I'm here with Julie Klausner. We're looking at Caitlyn Jenner's picture with Kanye where he's just... I don't know what's
that's
going
what
on.
He, that's what he looks like when he's smiling.
Yeah. He's like...
So sullen.
Oh my God. So Caitlyn's caption, it's a picture of Caitlyn and Kanye. Kanye, yeah, looks very sullen, like a kid who just got in trouble. Mm-hmm. Who's like at his in-law's house against his will. Says, happy birthday to this incredible man. Not only is he an extremely talented artist, he's an amazing husband to Kim and father to his children. I am so blessed to have you in my life, Kanye. And now I just want to know, what do they talk about?
I've moved on. I'm looking at a picture of her with Sophia Hutchins, and I want to know their relationship.
Where's this?
This is here. That Sophia and I at my father's gravesite.
Whoa.
And I want to know if that's her girlfriend.
Oh.
Because then I went on her Instagram.
Oh, here we go. We're down the hole.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of pictures with her and Caitlyn, but maybe they are just pals. Friends? Maybe she's her makeup artist. Maybe she's, you know, just a colleague or maybe Caitlyn's a mother figure to her. I don't know.
On her birthday, she says, happy birthday to my little Sophia. That could go either mother figure or,
either way.
Well, we're all learning something.
I feel like Caitlyn's okay.
This is the classic, though, because this is something I love to do. Like, if I'm going to waste my time on Instagram, it will be following pictures to see if someone's dating someone. You know what I mean?
That's the only thing it's for.
Yeah,
absolutely. Sophia Hutch. I'm Googling this.
Going down that hole of, somebody you barely knew, know from high school, but just oh, yeah, when did it happen?
Yeah, exactly.
When did it go down?
Show me your timeline.
That's her partner.
Oh.
Really?
Oh.
That's her partner, and she is. How much younger is she? She's much younger than Caitlyn. 47 years younger.
I'm gonna guess Caitlyn's 65.
Caitlyn is 69.
Oh wow,
up top,
good one.
Nice.
It's so funny that we'll never get old. It's stupid and funny every time. It makes me laugh constantly.
Well, that's. Something we learned. Interesting.
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right.
See, this is why you follow as many Kardashians and Jenners as you can.
How old would y'all go up or down?
Oh.
What, I'm 35?
Because, I mean.
I'd probably date somebody up to 50.
You would?
Yeah.
I think my Tinder said.
If they kept it tight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think my Tinder said 25 to 45 or something.
I had one guy at least in their 30s, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think I could do 20s. Maybe late 20s. Yeah, maybe 20.
I could totally get... I mean, I've been duped the other way, as I haven't talked about, but whatever.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. It probably depends on the person. I would probably date somebody 35 years older than me and not really care.
Yeah? Well, usually.
I have no restrictions. I'm completely... I mean, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Impose criteria?
Yeah, yeah.
What right is that of mine?
Yeah, I was looking at... somebody was posting about what's her fuck from Smash?
Catherine McPhee.
Catherine McPhee.
David, Yolanda's ex-husband. The best songwriter of all time.
Yes. David.
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 Hasselhoff?
Yes, her older...
Might as well.
Whatever. He's in his 60s. And she's in her 30s.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I think I could see how it can work sometimes, because at this point, we all kind of have the same reference points.
Yeah.
What else does it really matter?
David Foster.
David Foster.
Okay. Oh, okay, cool.
He's like, remember Welcome Back, Cotter?
Oh, my God. He's like, I can't because my brain doesn't work anymore.
Let's play a little game.
Let's do it.
Heck yeah.
We're going to ask you some questions. They're all
me?
Open. Yes.
Yes.
Oh.
They're all open to interpretation, so.
Okay.
Take it as you will. It's called Who, What, When, Where, Why.
Yeah.
We never get to the when, where, and why, so it's probably just called Who, What.
Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when? Who, what, where, when?
Why? Okay, you wrote a girl called Art Girls Art. You wrote a girl.
I wrote a book.
A book.
Yeah.
A young adult novel.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite art girl?
Art girl meaning... What does that mean?
Whatever it means to you.
That's very confusing.
What is art girl to you?
My mind is exploding. You mean female artists? Probably like Cindy Sherman. And I like Lisa Yuskevich. But like, and obviously Yoko Ono is fucking visionary.
Yes.
But then art girl, like arty girl, like someone who's like it, like a kind of like in the art scene or something, like I don't know.
What did you mean by art girl in your book?
It was a catchy title. I mean, okay. I needed to sell some copies.
It's a catchy question.
They all go to art camp, and so it's like a take on Earth Girls Are Easy. You guys know that movie,
yes.
Right?
Oh, okay, yeah, good. Of course.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Massive Jim Carrey fan. Massive. So, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You like his paintings?
I do. Yeah, I went to an art gallery of all of his political cartoons.
Oh, yes. Does he have paintings?
No. Oh wait, yes. Now it's coming back. So
He has all his political cartoons.
He doesn't like Trump.
No.
Oh, that's edgy.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it all Trump stuff?
Yeah, it's a lot of that. Yeah, it was like he did a gallery of all of his political cartoons. It was kind of cool to check out. I mean, hey, look, he's bored and he's a millionaire. A lot of them are doing much worse things.
Take up painting.
I'm glad that he's drawing pictures of the president and upsetting him.
Sure.
Also, he pissed off Mussolini's granddaughter.
That was really funny.
It was really great.
Yeah, what happened there?
He
something about Mussolini.
Yeah, he went after Mussolini in one of his things. Mussolini's granddaughter was like,
hey!
The fuck did you say about my grandfather?
Knock it off.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
How dare you? And it's like, sorry, you're...
Wow, she's really out there defending it?
Yeah.
Yes!
Yeah, dude.
It's like Jenna Hitler is
Oh my God.
It's really crazy.
Yeah.
I just got back from Rome and there's like one of the buildings there is a thing that Mussolini built. It's like this huge monument that he built and I forget, it's one of the gods like with a chariot and it looks really stunning and you're in Rome so you think everything's like... original whatever and so every time you go people they're like what is that and you're like that's a monument that Mussolini built
it's just like scratch out the name and
yeah
thing.
Let somebody add pretty, a flower and call it theirs or something.
But yeah it's huge and it's like stunning
yeah
and everyone thinks it's from like
I always remember there was a I never saw them in person but I remember reading an article about there was an artist in Germany that was buying a bunch of Hitler's paintings and then adding rainbows and like flowers to them and then that was a gallery of just like fuck your art I've made it better because all of his like it's lands he
that's
has
that's funny when was there was it, are you sure it was the originals of his or did he just like reproduce them and then
I read about this 10
I can't
years
imagine like actually finding them and buying them
it might be
like,
it might be
they
it
are.
Must be reproductions
but where are they do you think they burned them? They probably are like in a museum.
I don't think so. I've seen reproductions of them in like historical texts where you're like, oh yeah, Hitler like was an okay artist.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, they're probably prints that he just like defaced.
That's
them,
a good
basically.
Idea. That yeah, that's a cool idea.
Yeah.
And George W. Bush got into painting too.
Yeah.
See?
not the elder, right?
Yeah,
he had that painting of his foot in the bathtub or something.
Yeah,
that
was he was
great.
Painting like dogs and
that was funny. That was funny.
Yeah.
I mean, he's responsible for the murders of so many people.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a funny painter.
Yeah.
That's funny. I know he did a book of a bunch of first responders and veterans, and I was like, oh, it's cool that you painted a book of a bunch of their portraits. Maybe you could have passed the First Responders Act instead, but that's
well, it's,
glad
yeah,
you
it's
can
like
paint
John,
their faces.
Like John Stewart is the one doing like your dirty work.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but nice painting.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks,
good
man.
Technique.
Yeah, grandpa needs more watercolors.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you going to Michael's?
Grandpa needs more watercolors. That's the name of your next book, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
That's a good...
Oh, yeah,
it's
for a fun sure. title. I like that. All right, next question. What is a common misconception about you?
What's a common misconception about me? I don't know. What do you guys think is a conception about me to begin
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I was like, I read that and I was like, oh, that means you have to think about, like, this is what people think of me, which is something I try to avoid.
I don't know. Like, sometimes people...
Is there anything that, like, fans or listeners you think assume about you?
Yeah.
I guess that's the same question.
Like, I think people think I'm more negative than I think I really am. Mm. Like, I think if you don't know me, you might read me as harder than I am. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I try to represent myself authentically to the extent that the people who I do reach kind of get me. But, like, if anything, I'll turn it inwards and just say that, like, when I'm not working, I'm very hard on myself and I have, like, very low self-esteem if I'm not as busy as I have been in the past. Mm-hmm. And in those moments, I am convinced that everyone in the world thinks I'm a loser, but that's probably not the case because I'm sure there are people who think of me as, like, busy or successful. And yeah. even when I don't necessarily, feel that way, you know, unless I'm, like, balls deep, like, in the middle of, like, running a show or writing a season or putting a show up, like, it's mm-hmm. hard for me to feel like I'm busy and successful, but I'm trying to be, a little bit better versed in holding the fact that that might be, what is it called? Feelings are not facts.
Yeah, for sure.
Have you always been kind of like a type A sort of person?
What does that mean? I don't know what type A means.
Type A means, yeah, it just means that you're like action driven, like you're not as passive of a person. You kind of always have to be doing things. You're very proactive.
Yeah, I identify with that. I'm definitely a worker. Mm-hmm. Very, very hard on myself and the happiest when I'm busy and working.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a, like, it's such a, like, double-edged sword because, like, on one hand, I think that really, like, you accomplish great things by having that personality, but then it's, like, the sort of, sometimes I feel like, because I feel like that way, too, but, like, the benefit that you get from all that work can be lost
really
sometimes.
Enjoy
right?
it.
It's hard to...
Yes, you need some emotional regulation and distress tolerance and things like that.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely am, like, went through a really crazy, busy period of time and then was like, I can't wait till I just have some free time, and now... that I have a little bit more. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. What am I doing with my life? I haven't accomplished anything.
Yeah.
So I think that's very common. It's hard to, it's really hard to appreciate all the things you've done. I mean, they say that's the key, but mm-hmm. I can't just look in the past. I have to look forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which I guess is a good thing, but I don't take stock very often, I guess you could say.
Yeah, but women take more stock than men. I mean, the fact that we're even thinking about this is like, it's like men are just like, I do things.
Yeah,
sometimes I know do things. What's for dinner?
Yeah. People ask me to do stuff and then I do it.
Women are way harder on ourselves than we need to be when it comes to like being like, what's wrong with me? And often it's like nothing. Or if something is wrong, it's not your fault. It's just the world is horrible. So
that's a harder reality to accept than that something's your fault. I think that's part of why women do that.
Maybe.
Because it's easier to trick yourself into believing that it's something you can do mm-hmm. instead of believing that the system is just rigged.
Yeah, I mean, both things suck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, existence is brutal. Well, I know we were really excited to have you on the podcast.
Sorry.
No, you're great.
Did I bum you out?
No, not at all.
Is the game over?
No.
You won.
Oh,
no.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty easy.
No, it's good. Yeah, it's all reality, and we're all dealing with it. So
yeah.
We're doing our best.
Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, totally.
You guys are gonna have to do it. Oh yeah. Okay.
Did it load?
Okay. When will they learn?
Who they?
Whatever they means to you.
When will they learn?
Yeah, you have to explain. I think that's how you have to say it before.
Oh my god, this is like a trick. It's like a riddle. I'm so bad at riddles. The one where the like glass is everywhere and you're a fish.
Yeah. I hate a riddle because a riddle just is like...
I like the answers.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm always happy when I have that.
Same thing with magic tricks. I like to know how they're done.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like to be fooled.
Do you?
Really? I don't
like
want to know how it's
magic
done.
Show ever?
No, I would happily go to one if I could know how they does the tricks. Because that's interesting to me. Will they ever learn? No.
Yeah. Probably not.
How's that?
Yeah.
That works. Okay. Yeah, that seems to be the case. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you been in the Magic Castle in
LA? Yes. Fabulous. Yeah. Right? One of the best evenings I've ever spent.
Truly amazing.
That was so fun.
Yeah.
Saw a magic show, mm-hmm. had some, some drinks, got my, someone did a silhouette paper cut out of me and insisted on accentuating my double chin, and that was... Whatever it was.
What?
I was like, here's $25
cash. That's like a caricature artist and a silhouette artist.
Oh, no. It was tough. But it was, I love the library. There's a library, and I thought the categories were fascinating, like clowning, like all this. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's just fascinating. I loved that place.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
The energy and the history there is just very unique.
I love that place.
I also love how you have to dress up to go there.
Yes, they will kick you out if you're wearing jeans or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, you have to, I think everyone's supposed to dress pretty nice. Yeah.
Right, but because magicians, you're supposed to dress horribly, but in
real flashy. Yes.
I will say the magician I saw there was wearing tuxedo shorts. I'm pretty sure.
That's a thing?
Whoa.
Yeah, he was wearing dress shorts.
Oh, that's a new thing. Have you seen those suits? It's a dress pant, but cut at the shorts, but with a jacket.
I'm glad that got invented after my wedding.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a culotte for men.
I get it if you're in a tropical place or something and have some kind of
what
a linen.
What do you do with shoes? Do you wear loafers with no socks? Or you wear knee socks?
It's usually loafers with no socks.
Gotta be.
Okay.
Yeah, because knee socks, then we would just see their knees.
Well, yeah, it would look very UK.
I don't think I ever want to see a man's socks. Unless it's
What if they're fun and funky?
A little peek of one in a dress is about it. But I guess I'm mostly let down by men's sock choices.
Sure.
So I just don't want to see them. Just wear a low. I like a low sock.
Yeah,
and that's it.
Sean wears almost exclusively novelty socks.
That's fun. Good. I like
a novelty
that.
Socks are good. Time.
And I just lean into it.
Yeah. When you say novelty. Like swastikas or...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Playful stuff.
Yeah, a lot of Mussolini.
No, I like all the... Any happy socks on a man is cute, I think.
It's just a little splash of whimsy.
Right, if you're wearing... But the rest of you can't be
he's actually a really boring dresser, which is you don't expect it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Good for him.
Yeah.
I think it's just a little... He takes
off his mom just buys his socks. That's why.
I don't know a single man... Whose mom doesn't buy them socks.
Right?
Yeah. There's no shame in that.
Socks and underwear. I don't think a man's ever bought their own.
I've taken over the underwear, but I'm like, you want to keep buying the socks? That's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Is this what happens to people? I've never been in a relationship where I buy them clothes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it depends on how good they are at dressing themselves when you meet them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've said before, Sean was a blank slate, which I love because I enjoy shopping, but I have enough clothes. Mm-hmm. So I like shopping for him because I get the rush of shopping without adding unnecessary shit.
Yeah. I just, men's clothes are never as fun to me, but I know what you mean.
Yeah. But when it's your Ken doll, you're like, I want to see him in that.
You know? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Where would you go if you could go right now?
I would like to go... to Hawaii or Amsterdam.
Yeah Have you been to either?
Yeah They're both paradise. I have a friend in Hawaii right now, and then a year ago I was in Amsterdam, so I've been thinking about that too.
What's Amsterdam like?
Fabulous You walk everywhere, it's just beautiful. There's canals. I can't explain it. It just has this really warm vibe to it. It's
so
exciting.
Colorful.
It's sexy, and
it's kind of quiet too.
Sinful. There's definitely pockets that are a little fratty, and obviously the red light district is interesting and problematic in its own way, but it's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful, quaint little town. Loved it.
You've lived in New York most of your life, mm-hmm. right? Besides been in LA for little bits.
Yeah, pockets of time here and there, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So would you ever want to live anywhere else? Do you think this is it?
I mean, this is it probably, which is less depressing than it sounds because it's New York City.
Yeah.
But I'm just a real New York City Jew.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're here, you're here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's awesome.
Yeah, well, we were walking by some little kids because I was born in California, but I grew up in Salt Lake City and then moved to LA. And I can't imagine growing up in such a city, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's refreshing walking around, seeing the kids play in the playground. And I saw these little girls with a remote control car, which I hadn't, it looked like an 80s one. I was like, oh my God, they still make these. And it said, it had a little sign that said, follow me on the back. And I was like, I love this. I don't know what they're doing, but yeah. trapping somebody.
Yeah, that's a real hijink in yeah. process you caught.
Don't follow children. You got in trouble.
I was like, I'm not going to fall for this trap, but I hope someone does. You
that's
know?
Funny.
But yeah. just, it was cool. It's so foreign to me, like growing up in, you know, such a, like a city.
I didn't grow up in a city. I grew up in the suburbs, oh, but okay. I went to NYU. And then I moved, you know, I moved right. to Manhattan in college and I stayed there. So,
right.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Cool.
But I grew up in Westchester.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Scarsdale. Sleepy Hollow.
Scarsdale specifically. Sleepy Hollow is a little north.
Okay.
Nice. That's awesome.
But yeah, that's close enough. Did you come into
Jewish
the city when
suburb.
You were a teenager?
I did. I saw Cats when I was 3.
Oh,
you didn't ask, but I did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that was very formative.
Is it like a first memory
yes.
for you?
Yes. Yes, yes,
really?
Yes, yes.
You remember seeing Cats?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Whoa. Absolutely.
I also saw Cats.
Maybe I was 5, but I was younger than, like, I wasn't yeah. in a grade, you know?
And that was right. it. You were like, this can be live?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, I remember, you know, they come into the audience. And I remember, like, one of the female dancers, like, touched me. And I looked down and I saw under her, like, you know, fingerless gloves, but she had like chipped orange nail polish on. And I remember thinking like, oh my God, this is like this cool chick she's touching me. And this is the best night of my life. It was the best experience I'd ever had.
Oh, that's so cool.
I love that. Yeah. We're going to get our nails done right now. We'll be right back.
Everybody, we're back. I'm Barbara.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Jess.
And we're with Julie.
Hi.
And we're going to answer some advice. And if you have anything you'd like us to give you advice on, please write to us at ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com. That's the email.
Lady. Lady problems. Lady. Lady problems, do you have them? Lady problems, do you have them? People have them.
All right, let's read one.
Okay.
Ladies, I'm back with yet another question. This is question number 3 for the record, and you guys are constantly dropping gems, so I need you guys here for a big one. Okay, when last we spoke, shout out to the San Francisco Live show with one mm-hmm. of our fans that was there.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
You three queens advised me to mend things with my once long-term best friend so we could attend our 10-year high school reunion together and talk all the bullshit and live happily ever after. Long story short, I ended up not going to the reunion because it didn't seem to be drawing a worthwhile crowd. Is that fucked up to say? And my birthday landed a week before, so I decided to just fly home to Chicago for my birthday and stay for a weekend. When I was home, mending things with her was not a priority of mine. I used the time to giggle and gaggle with my besties, smoke pot in my childhood home's backyard, and just rejuvenate. This is the first birthday I've spent away living and working away from Chicago, so being home, I wanted to soak up all the nostalgia. A couple of days into my visit, I was alerted to the fact that she was being unnecessarily self-indulgently emo on Facebook. To provide some content, she's a reasonably privileged girl in her second year of med school, and she's finding it tough, which, bitch, the fuck... And because of the tribulations of med school, she was always finding she was pushing people away, whatever. The next day, she texted me an image and a text. Oh, she included this text that I can't see. Upon reading this text, I was enraged. She's saying, okay, so I think what she saw that she was in town and she was upset that she didn't hang out with her, basically.
Okay.
And she said, I'm upset. I just broke up with my boyfriend and it'd be so nice to hang out with you. That's what the friend text said.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, upset because one, she's being surveilled. Two, she wants to hang out with me because she's so, so sad about her boyfriend of less than a year breaking up with her. And three, it was over a month ago, the breakup. I'm supposed to go home over and hang out with her and cheer her up over some shit that happened a month ago. But you better go watch some Netflix or take a walk or get into slime. Shout out to Babs. R.I.P. Slime. I didn't respond. Because I could pull from nothing but anger. I literally had nothing productive to say, and if she's feeling sad, I'm not going to make her feel worse. So I asked a mutual friend to connect with her and check in. Since then, she texted me a week later on my birthday with a cheery message. Here's my actual question. Is friendship closure real / necessary? Do you need to close out a friendship? Since falling out, not being friends with this girl is not making me actively sadder as a person. Like, I don't miss her. Is that fucked up to say? Maybe it's because I'm a whole 28 and my perspective is becoming clearer. I love moving to the Bay Area. I love actively pursuing my profession. I'm just happier. And this girl and I were very good friends. Over a 10-year friendship, we traveled in and out of the country together, sharing a million inside jokes and actively rooted for each other. Any advice or parallel examples would be appreciated.
I mean, it sounds to me like you don't, anything you say to her is probably not going to be great. Because it doesn't sound like you really like her.
Sounds like you
what's the question here? This is a long story.
It was in
Chicago for her birthday. What's the question?
She's asking, she doesn't
like her friend on social media. She's being self-indulgent.
She wants to break up with this friend anyway.
Just block her. Just hide her stuff on social media.
That's what she's asking. She's asking if it deserves closure or not.
What? What's closure? It doesn't exist. Like, just stop following her on social media. Stop following her on social media. Some of my closest friends I do not follow on social media because I hate what they post and it makes me not like them. But when I connect with them one-on-one or offline, they're great. So just stop it. Stop looking at her social. You're making judgments based on someone's some people are just bad at that. Is that not the question?
It was social, but on top of it.
What?
So basically, this is a friend from home. She went home for the weekend, didn't hit up this friend.
Right.
Because they'd already had a falling out.
Right.
And so she hung out with other friends. That friend saw that she was in town and didn't call her and got pissed.
The friend she didn't hang out with was pissed. And now what? What's the question?
And now she needs to know whether...
And she's annoyed. She doesn't care that she's pissed. She's annoyed with her. She's just basically wondering if she has to have closure with this friend who got annoyed.
Because she doesn't want to be friends with her anymore?
She doesn't want to be friends with her anymore.
Can she ghost her or should she be like, yo, our friendship is over?
Yeah.
Basically.
I don't know. I mean, I feel like, you know, just give it some distance and see how you feel. You know, you might not want to like... Whenever you definitively say, I need a break, it's never going to go back the way it was. So, just give it some oxygen and return to it. I think closure can be so heavy-handed in a way that you might regret later. Like, I don't feel like that's, you know what I mean? Like, you can kind of give someone some space while relationships change and you don't necessarily need to call them out while they do you? Am I wrong?
I mean...
I'm wrong. I wasn't listening to all of it.
No, I don't know.
Okay. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like... I think you have a good point because like maybe 5 years from now, you might want to hang out with her.
Maybe 5 minutes from now or 5 months or something happens and you want to share it with her because you know that she'll laugh and you text her and that's fine.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't if you were like, I think we need to, you know? Like,
yeah,
for sure.
But also like maybe she will get mad at you for being so distant on these times and you will lose her as a friend completely. And that sounds like a risk you're willing to take.
Yeah.
If she gets mad at you, she'll take her distance too. It'll be mutual.
Yeah. I think that's better. Like, I definitely have friends that it's like the slow fade happens over time and it's fine. And I think that's probably better than me being like, hey, these things were annoying and I don't want to hang out with you anymore.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to have that. I I've only really had one true friend breakup and it was like...
Did they break up with you?
No, I broke up with them because they were crazy. It was a real bad situation. But like,
Why did you have to do a hard breakup?
Putting you in harm's way.
Because she was in her face. Yeah, she was like.
Yeah, she was in
not
my
letting go.
She was in my face. She wasn't letting go at the time we were roommates, and I moved the fuck out, and it just was like invasion of space, and like didn't want me to have other friends.
There were logistic issues.
Yeah, there were logistical issues, and like that, it made sense. I think our listener, like she lives in a completely different city. You're only gonna go back to Chicago like maybe for holidays, like once a year. And if you like see her then, I think it's fine. But like if you don't want to, I think it's fine to leave the door open.
Change naturally.
For sure. Yeah. I think that's fine. Like there's no like inciting moment that is like the end of this
thing. Stop following her on social media.
Yeah, I think that's
a
good idea.
Yeah. For sure.
What she is posting on social media is none of your business. It's just gonna make you crazy.
Now what if this friend gets to the point though and is like, okay, so what's the deal? Do you want to be friends with me or not? Like, what if the
friend... Well, she gives the opening, I feel like, then you talk to her about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. If someone said that to me, I'd have a panic attack.
Yeah. I don't know.
No, the thing is, no one does that.
Like, no hablo.
It might happen, but...
Yeah. Be like, a new phone, who dis? I my number.
Yeah. As someone who's also made a definitive friend breakup... I don't know that I would do it again. And the thing is, we're not friends again, but we're friendly again. So I don't know. I feel like I needed to tell her that because I didn't want to spend energy being her friend when I had moved away. It's like I did evaluate my time and I was like, it doesn't, I'm just not going to like enjoy being the, like talking to this person. But it was a harsh thing to do. And I or did hurt her.
You guys have healthier,
you know. No, I don't. Trust me. That's the only time I've ever fucking spoken up for something like that.
Yeah.
And I don't even know if it was worth it. So no, I don't. I don't think you need to say anything. You know, shit does fade away. You're in that time, like your late 20s is when that your friendships do kind of like start. They shift all the time, obviously, but it'll start happening more and more. And you're gonna learn that it's just like, yeah, this shit happens. You don't have to say anything.
Yeah, like my close group of friends now for them. I mean, there's always your core, like, you know, five or six or whatever that will be their test of time. But then my friends outside of that have changed dramatically over time has gone on, just based on interests and like time and people move, life paths end up differently or whatever. So yeah, I think it's
I mean, fine. She's basically asking permission to tell her why she's annoying, and it's like.
Who could do that,
but that doesn't. Yeah, it's not. If
it's gonna hurt her feelings
a lot.
Things
worse.
Yeah. It's like we all. You're gonna have to just have that thing where you just yell at someone in your car to nobody.
For sure. Well, and here's the thing too. You obviously you have mutual friends with her still as well, and like what you're actually doing is now you're just making a headache for your mutual friends because they're gonna be like, well, "What does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean?" And you're putting. You're gonna put people in the middle, and it's just do a slow fade, and I think you're fine.
I think slow fade is the way to go.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's so easy. You live in different towns. It's gonna happen anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
Just make like that guy, those guys who abandoned their wives.
Exactly.
In the apartment
in the
building.
1950s. Yeah. I'll find the name of that book and I'll send you a copy of How the 23 Skidoo Your Friendships.
I love it.
I think that's the move to make for sure.
Yeah, I think so. You got this. You're fine.
Hell yeah.
Good luck. You're the best.
Yeah.
All right.
Are we good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, we've got to get to Cher.
Yeah, Tess and I are running to the Cher musical.
Yes.
Is there anything you want to like shout out? Anything you have coming up that you want people to like keep their eyes on? No.
For the free feed, follow you anywhere fun?
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram. You know, I'll post something if something's coming out. So,
okay, sweet. Cool.
Yeah.
Follow
Julie. Being, I'm not really. Yeah, I'm not really plugging anything. Be good to vote. Vote for people that are that are not bad.
There you go.
There you
plug
go.
Voting.
That's an excellent use of your time.
Yeah, you take a second to register to vote if you're listening to Lady to Lady.
Yeah. And, right, and adopt a pet.
Yeah.
Adopt a pet that's at the pound.
Yes.
I love that.
That's what I'm going to plug.
I love that.
Tess volunteers at the pound in our neighborhood.
I do.
Yeah.
Heck, that's and great. Hit me up if you're in LA and you want a homeless pet.
Oh, yeah. I told Tess I wanted a dog now. I let it out, so we're going to see. I let the dogs out, so we're going to see what happens.
Yeah.
You guys will follow up. Thank you, Julie.
Sure.
Yeah, and patrons, we will see you over on Top Secret Session.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Ciao. Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.